Hello, this is the English program. We're broadcasting live on Ustream. It's 3:04 p.m. Spanish time, because of course we're broadcasting from Castilla-La Mancha. Now, it's time for our English law review. Little program here that began life on the Audio Boo under the name An Overview of British Law, and we're sort of expanding to cover many other areas and aspects, but for the moment we are using materials from the Open University's Open Learn. So for the moment, if you're listening to us, because this is the complicated bit, if you're listening via Audio Boo, we've done a tag. It's UK Law Boo. If you click on the tag for each episode, you'll get a complete list of all the programs we've done for the Audio Boo. But this is also on Ustream, and we're going to upload the video to our YouTube page, youtube.com/EnglishRadio. Now, no video, no studio cam. I'll show you why. The weather's been quite strange today. Now, if I put the live cam on... Hello, it's me. up close, I've got... Look, you can see my blue eyes. For some strange reason, my eyes are very blue. I don't know quite why that is, but the picture's all strange because it's very bright at the moment. So, because our desk here is facing the window, so I've got a big white face. So I'm going to stick with our little picture that we've got of the Old Bailey. There we go, that's better. Okay, I feel I can relax when the cam is off. Get very nervous when the camera is turned on, because it means if I, you know, I can't sort of scratch my nose or do anything. I'm below. No, I can't. Okay, so this is the English Law Review, overview of British law, and we begin now looking at Europe. Now, two very different European sources of law have had an impact on our legal system since the middle of the 20th century. In this sense, they are one of the most recent sources of law. Now, these two sources are first the Organization of Member States, which is referred to as the European Union, the EU, which to me sounds a little bit Soviet-like. And secondly, you have the European Convention on Human Rights, the ECHR. They are distinct sources of law, and they each act as a source of law in different ways. The fact that we've had 1,000 years of the development of common law and judge-made law, well, that sort of goes out of the window with these two new bodies, I'm afraid. So membership of the EU is by application. The UK became a member state of the EU, which is also referred to as the EEC or the EC, on the 1st of January 1973. EU law covers, well, some will say it covers everything. We should get some lawyers on this program. We can interview them and sort of ask, what do you think, Pilar? Ask them sort of for their opinions, I think. Might be a nice idea for the future. If you want to be interviewed on this program, get in touch with us and we'll do a thing on the Skype or something. Be quite interesting, that. The EU law covers matters such as trade and the freedom of movement of workers. On areas which are covered by EU law, it's regarded as supreme, and the UK Parliament or any devolved sort of parliament or whatever cannot pass a law. So this affects us, the Scottish Parliament, the Welsh Assembly, the Assembly in Northern Ireland, that conflicts with EU law. Of course, they have their own legal systems, but we're all part of the UK insofar as the European Union is concerned. The formation of the EU and drafting of EU law has resulted in the creation of rights and responsibilities in the following areas: consumer protection, employment protection, and trade and company law. Some EU laws, such as regulations, are immediately applicable as law in the UK. The purpose is generally to harmonise certain areas of law across all the member states of the EU. We take a break there for the benefit of our 5-minute audio boo, and we return tomorrow. So some key bits there: the European Union, the ECHR, the European Convention on Human Rights, and the term regulations. This is the English programme.